We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Wendy's has another sweet reason to get out of bed, the new cinnamon pull apart. It's at Wendy's, satisfying all your sweet morning cravings with all the bakery inspired flavors you love from Cinnabon, like sweet warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a little dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. It's all served in a way that's easy to eat and easy to love. Get the best part in every single bite with Cinnabon Pull Apart. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. The new Cinnabon Pull Apart. Only at participating U.S. Wendy's. St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Let's get into, I'll tell you what, let's go around the room. I'm going to see what's on the minds of the superstars that bring you the Morning Show. I'm going to start with you, Froggy. What's on your mind today?
So I am so excited. Tomorrow we are doing our St. Jude Country Cares Radiothon here in Jacksonville, doing it tomorrow and on Friday. And so to be able to stop down for a couple days and do something for the amazing hospital that is St. Jude Children's Hospital is really an honor for us. I'm so excited about it and can't wait to do it because they don't do what they do without people like our listeners and us helping them raise funds to save children's lives. And so it's really super important and I'm happy to do it.
You know, we all grew up hearing about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I mean, even when I was a kid, I mean, they've been around a long time. So sometimes you assume, well, they're old and established. They don't need my help anymore. But no, but they do. I mean, they need our help because they have become this institution that is saving lives every single day.
And they're able to do that because of the support that people give them.
Yep.
It's a big institution, but they need our help and our attention. So that's why we have Kevin Jonas coming on in a few minutes to talk about St. Jude. Thank you. So your radiothon is tomorrow and Friday. And I'm assuming when you're on, actually Thursday, Friday, you're on, I want you to come down the hall and talk to us too and give us updates, okay?
I will for sure.
Okay, perfect. Yes, my Danielle, what's on your mind today?
So yesterday I was in Kohl's. Now you guys know I love celebrating holidays ahead of time, but even crazy holiday me at some point goes, what? There were all Valentine's Day decorations up already in Kohl's yesterday. I'm not even kidding you.
That's absurd.
Had the display. They had two shelves filled with things. And the lady that worked there was so funny. I walked over and I went, what the? And she went, that's what I said. I said the same exact thing. And I was cracking up. I'm like, this is crazy. I mean, at some point, it is a little much.
That's
you know
insane.
What I mean? That's really insane.
That was actually a joke in Candy Cane Lane. I didn't know people were actually doing this.
They're doing it.
Candy Cane Lane. They went out to get decorations for Candy Cane Lane, and it was all hearts.
Well, there you go.
There were no Christmas decorations.
Maybe they were at Kohl's. I don't know.
All right, well, let's slow it down a little bit. Hey, Scary, what's up with you today?
Well, TikTok taught me about surge pricing geofences they put up and for ride shares around big concert events and a way to avoid them. So anytime you get out of a concert or something or there's something big going on in an area and you have a ride share and you're like, why is it three times the price? Obviously, that's called surge pricing. But there are these little fences in the area, meaning like these digital fences that they put up where the pricing is high. you can beat the system by just traveling a couple of blocks, maybe going to the gas station a block or two away and setting your pickup location from there, and then your rideshare price is normal again. How great is that? Yeah, so if I'm being picked up from the Giants game, I could just walk a couple of blocks, go somewhere else to like a local bar, which isn't too far, and now my price will be normal. It's not going to be three times the price anymore.
What bar is near Giants Stadium?
Yeah, that's a tough thing.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's that, you know, the strip club behind there.
Stilettos?
Stilettos is behind there. So if I can pick up from Stilettos...
Scary. Yeah. If I see you walking down that, Route 17, whatever, to Stilettos... Scary, you're full of crap. You would never walk down that jankety road. Why do you make this stuff up?
I'm just telling you, if you want to bargain...
Scotty B, you know Stilettos. You used to go there all the time.
Oh, yeah, that's a jankety road.
No one, if you know New Jersey, no one would walk from Giant Stadium to Stilettos.
No, it's too far. You can't get through that gate.
There's a bar called Red's over there. There's some great bars back there. I mean, listen, I wouldn't walk. I'd pay the triple price. But I'm just trying to save people money. I'm trying to save people money. People want
Scary, you are so full of crap. You would never do that.
I'm just saying you could.
No, you would not. You would. No one would ever walk from Giant Stadiums to Stilettos.
Yeah, or to Reds. Catch, if they're saving money on their Uber and Lyft, why not?
It's like it's a 5 mile walk. You're out of your mind. Is it really? All right. Okay. Moving on. Oh my God.
This ain't no Scary doesn't walk anywhere.
I don't.
You don't even walk to the bathroom.
No.
You pull the weirdest stuff out of your ass. All right. Let's move on. Producer Sam, what's going on with you?
I think it's time to stop blaming our parents for childhood trauma and start blaming the real culprits, and that is childhood movies. Because yeah. I posted a clip from Homeward Bound this morning, which came out in 1993, and that movie messed me up, man. It broke my heart. I'm getting so much like crap from people saying, why are you making me cry this early in the morning? Trauma. Oh, I remember that movie. These movies messed us up.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, how was I allowed to watch that? Milo and Otis, Fox and the Hound, Tragic. I don't like it. It's not my parents' fault. It's these movies.
Remember Old Yeller?
Oh my God.
I sat in this is how I watched Old Yeller, sitting in a laundry basket as a kid. I don't know why I just like to do that. And I remember bawling my eyes out. Why would you let me
the
watch
saddest.
This movie?
Old
right?
Yeller, the saddest.
Oh. Oh, he's my dog, Dad. I'll do it.
There's two things that make me cry. Number one, I cry from sadness thinking of Old Yeller, and I cry out of laughing my ass off thinking of Scary walking to Stilettos behind Giant Stadium.
Balance.
Stop. Out of your mind. Hey, Straight Nate, what's up?
Okay, we talked about it earlier. You guys said I was nuts. Christmas in Killarney is one of the best Christmas songs of all time. I'm going to die on this hill. But I want to know, 55-100, text and message and data rates may apply, blah, blah, blah. What is a song that you love for Christmas, love hearing, that nobody else knows about? Apparently Christmas in Killarney, you guys didn't even know.
No, I never most people it. Don't know.
But...
I like the famous ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
My argument here, the bone I'm picking, is there is a song out there that you love that nobody else does. What is it? Let us know.
Barbie Girl. Christmas classic.
Christmas, Daniel.
Oh, Christmas.
Santa Claus is coming to town by the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli.
I don't know that.
Everyone's
I'm into the Carpenters and Merry Christmas, Darling.
Oh, that's a good one.
Merry Christmas,
oh, you've heard it a thousand
darling.
Times. Here, pull it up, Scary. Do something. While you're walking over to Reds.
Is that where they are?
Don't ask. I'll just play it for you.
It's a slow song. It's slow.
That's good.
Merry Christmas, darling. Gandhi, what's up with you today?
All right. I just want to remind everyone to go to the professionals to do professional things, because I've been really trying to just do everything on my own when it comes to, you know, my art business and the things that we're trying to accomplish. And I decided I was going to make a reel the other day, just a recap video of our show, because it was so fun. I wanted to say thank you. I tried to make that stupid reel for probably half the day, and Instagram was glitching, and it kept doing this thing where it would duplicate everything and ruin the whole reel. I was losing my mind. I texted our videographer, Deanna, our video producer. I said, hey, can you help me out with this? She had it done in 5 minutes.
Yep.
And I was like, you know what? This is a lesson. Go to professionals to do the things you don't know how to do.
These kids today. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, she did a great job. So thanks, Deanna. I love you. I did just post that reel if anybody wants to watch it.
It's very good.
But I think it got hidden in some countries because of music. It said it's been blocked. So
what?
Good luck finding it if you can. Deanna, thanks anyway. But yeah.
We love you, Deanna.
Yeah,
Deanna Banana.
Thank you.